Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Green 18! Rodgers looks at Metcalf. Slants! Touchdown! Steelers!
I know, Lana, I just feel like we had some discipline issues and some penalties that were unnecessary. And then you're not going to win a lot of games when we're so bad on third down. Boz bailed us out with some four incredible kicks. But you're playing good teams, you need to score touchdowns. And we just stalled out in the high red zone.
He's right. Can't kick field goals when your defense stinks. That's what he meant. That was the subtext. Steelers put up 25 points. They did score the garbage time touchdown at the end. It's not like the Packers weren't trying to stop them, though. So you score 25 points and lose. I'm guessing when Rodgers decided to sign with the Steelers this offseason, he was thinking 25 would be good enough most nights because you've got the highest paid defense in the NFL. You can't argue that Rodgers outplayed Love. I thought Rodgers was going to play the game of his Steelers career last night. I thought we'd be talking about that game forever, and maybe we will. Hey, remember how many Packers fans were there that one Sunday night? Hey, remember how ugly their uniforms looked? Hey, remember how the Steelers defense was playing two-hand touch all night long? We will remember it, just not for the reasons I thought. Jordan Love became the first quarterback in the history of the NFL to complete 20 consecutive passes, have 350-plus yards, three touchdowns, no turnovers, and no sacks. Mike Tomlin calls this a historic defense. It is historic in that if it ain't been done before, it can be done against this Pittsburgh Steelers defense. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy, my God, Week 9 matchup, the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So Jordan Love was outstanding. Aaron Rodgers was quite complimentary of Love after the game. Rodgers got outplayed, but it wasn't his fault. He talked about the undisciplined nature of the game yesterday, and he's right. First drive of the game for the Steelers. Metcalf had a penalty that ultimately led to a third and 15, which when you got Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary on the opposite side, and Jeff Hafley, who calls a good defense, you're not going to be converting a whole lot of third and 15s. You're not going to have seven-step drops. Your quarterback, your 41-year-old quarterback, will get hurt that way. So that killed the drive. Boswell field goal. Second drive. Illegal shift sets up a third and 13. Again, Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary. You're not going to convert a lot of third and 13s against this Packers defense. Then you're down 29-19 later on in the game. You're trying to mount a comeback like you did last week against Cincinnati. And you can't because you get a penalty and it sets them up for 3rd-and-17 and you have to punt. Not going to convert 3rd-and-17s. Ain't going to happen. DK Metcalf, undisciplined penalty there. that took the Steelers from a convertible down and distance situation to one that you're just not going to be able to pick up against that defense. So it wasn't Aaron Rodgers' best game. Aaron Rodgers didn't light up the scoreboard the way that I thought he would. Aaron Rodgers didn't throw 4 touchdowns for the 3rd time this season like I thought he would. He was not the reason they lost this game. Aaron Rodgers got very little help on the play that should have been called offsides that sort of flipped this thing on its head. You got to make that play. Jonnu Smith on the 2-point conversion, got to make that play. There was a 3rd and 3 in the game where Rodgers lobbed one up to DK Metcalf. You need to catch that ball and score a touchdown there. Rodgers got very little help. His teammates were undisciplined. When you got into clear passing situations late in the game, Rodgers was under pressure. Guys were dropping balls, and the defense was getting gashed all night long. None of that stuff's Aaron Rodgers' fault. And while Aaron's been really good all season long, he ain't good enough at this age to make up for the other 52 guys not doing their job. Let me rephrase that. 51 guys, because Chris Boswell continues to be outstanding. And by the way, the Packers, they put up 35. They should have put up 41. Their kicker can't do nothing right. Do you put any of this loss on Rodgers? I don't. He is so far down the list. And coming into the season, I think a lot of people out there thought, oh, if the Steelers stink, it's going to be because the quarterback's showing his age. The defense will have to bail him out. No, it's been the opposite. Isaac in Chicago, been waiting patiently for a long time. Hi, Isaac. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mr. Crowley. No problem. First of all, I just want to say happy birthday to you, man.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I might be the most, you know, optimistic caller you have today. I'm really not pressed about this loss. I'm going to wait and see what happens the next 2 weeks. Granted, probably going to be 2 losses. You know, we know how it goes. But, you know, you and I think Starkey talked about it too, you know, the past week, that down the stretch here of these 3 games, if we go 2-1, you know, is that one loss really that bad? I think if the one loss we have to the Packers is the loss, I'm not too upset about it.
Yeah.
And maybe it's my fault because I wore my Chase Claypool jersey I got for $5, but, you know, I got to stop doing that, I guess. So
maybe you can trade it for a Joey Porter Jr. jersey, Isaac. I appreciate the call, man.
I think I'll keep the Claypool jersey. You know,
I like goofy jerseys like that. You get street cred walking around with a Chase Claypool jersey. Look, I don't know how you can watch the last 2 games and think for a second that the Steelers win either of the next 2 games. I think the caller's right. If you had to lose one and you win the other 2, sure, you'd rather lose to the NFC team. The Packers are a good offensive club. That's now 6 of their games out of their 7 where they've scored 27 or more points. They're one of the better offenses in the NFL. The Indianapolis Colts are the best offense in the NFL. If the Steelers play the way they played last night against Indianapolis, they're getting a 50 burger dropped on their head. That's not exaggeration. That's not hyperbole. They'll do that to you. And by the way, Shane Steichen takes Mike Tomlin's lunch money every single time those guys match wits. Mike Tomlin looks like a high school coach going up against this guy, and this is the best team he's had. So I don't see any way the Steelers beat the Colts next week, and then you got to fly across the country to take on a Chargers team that just scored darn near 40 points the last time they took the field. They ain't winning these games. And in a vacuum, if you lose to the Packers, but you had beat Cincinnati, the caller would have been right. It's not the end of the world. You'd be sitting here at 5-2. You'd have taken care of business. Okay, you lost to a really good team when the quarterback played out of his mind. It sucks. You react. The defense blows, but you're sitting here at 5-2, and you can keep your head up. This loss is made worse because it compounds all the issues that they had in the Cincinnati loss. They lost the same game twice. 412-928-9370. They need to retire Renegade too, Harry. I'm sick and tired of Renegade. You can't stop a nosebleed. Wisconsin's got the cheese heads. Maybe it's Swiss cheese because that's what the Steelers' defense looked like last night, and they played Renegade with 12 minutes left in the game, and the first play that's run after Renegade is a 12-yard run.
The jig is up, the Steelers suck, they can't stop cardboard. Yes! You like that song better?
I like it. I hate it, but I like it. I'm sick of Renegade. All the hard hits, all the highlights. Can't play anything from this season. I tweeted it out. There's a montage of all the Packers' touchdowns and some of the big plays that they made last night. If the Steelers were a two-hand touch football team, they'd be an elite defense. Oh, they got their hands on Tucker Kraft a lot. They got their hands on 83, Darius Slade. He'd be down at the two-yard line if it were two-hand touch. The Josh Jacobs touchdown. Good job, Brandon Echols. You got him on the leg. He'd have been down in two-hand touch. It's pathetic. Weren't we supposed to be talking about the offense? 412-928-9370. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's go to Rob in West Mifflin, who's been waiting for darn near an hour. Hi, Rob.
What's happening, man? How you doing, man?
They stink, hey, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely, man. They lucky they didn't get 50 put on them last night. But
they would have given up 41 if their kicker didn't suck.
Yeah, but hear me out real quick, man. I got two quick points, man.
Yep.
Anthony from Oakland stole my thunder, but what's going on is a fireable offense, man. This is embarrassing. I'm talking about embarrassing, man. Like this is crazy. Like, you got all these high-paid guys out there. Nobody's making any plays at all. Like, I didn't even think Cam Hayward was playing yesterday until my wife said something. Like, this is embarrassing. One more thing, Adam. The investigation needs to go on, man, to why Roman Wilson isn't really playing. Like, seriously, I don't care what he does in practice. You got to play this guy, man. You got to play this kid, man.
I feel like he was actually one of the lone bright spots last night. And Rodgers' best throw of the game came on the rollout to Roman Wilson, and then Roman obviously caught the touchdown in the back of the end zone. I'm with you. Play him more. He looks the part. I thought he had a couple of clutch catches last week. Thanks for the call. You talk about embarrassing and someone needs to get fired. I agree. No one will. Just think about the reason the word embarrassing keeps popping into my mind. Second consecutive game where your defense gives up over 30 on national television. You're supposed to be the physical Pittsburgh Steelers. They were breaking tackles left and right. The missed tackle statistics that are going to come out of this game are going to be astronomical. You had so many undisciplined penalties in this game. The Steelers were penalized 6 times that were accepted. You also had an illegal contact penalty on Joey Porter Jr. No surprise there. That was not accepted. 6 penalties, 65 yards. That doesn't even begin to tell the whole story. You had Packers fans sounding like they outnumbered Steelers fans. It was a bad look any way you slice it. 412-928-9370. And I think your team's mentally soft. Wait till you hear what Cam Hayward had to say after the game. And I actually have to quibble a little bit with an Aaron Rodgers quote.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, I feel good. It was 16-7. We had a nice drive there at the end of the first half. And then, just didn't decide the game. But the one play where, I don't know, it seemed like the guy was offsides on 3rd and 8 and didn't come up with a catch. They didn't make a penalty call. And then we punt it, and they hit a kind of wild play to 85 to kind of get back in the game. That was like a big momentum turn in the game.
Adversity a lot better, man. I think this game kind of eroded in the second half, and big plays were, the death of us today. You're not going to be perfect out there, but you got to keep fighting. I just think there's a lot of ball and, not enough fight on our side.
Not enough fight on our side after being embarrassed by division rival Cincinnati and the aged Joe Flacco. There's not enough fight on the Steelers side. That quote should drive every single one of you out there up a damn wall. And on the heels of the Aaron Rodgers quote where he's talking about how the refs missed that offsides. And Rodgers wasn't wrong. They missed it. They blew it. That was such an obvious penalty. You absolutely can't miss that. But you know what? He's also right. That's not the reason they lost the game. Roman Wilson's allowed to catch that damn ball. And he didn't. But I call the Steelers mentally soft, paper champions, because they allowed that penalty and subsequent punt to then become the 59-yard play, and then it all spiraled out of control. They got punched in the mouth, and they had no punch back. Outscored in the second half 28-9, 21-6 in the fourth quarter. Oh no, a call didn't go our way. Catch the ball, Roman Wilson. Oh no, a call didn't go our way. You're allowed to not let the tight end go 59 yards rumbling, bumbling, stumbling down the field. You're allowed to make a damn tackle. Not enough fight.
Not enough fight on our side.
That is so damning of the culture within this Pittsburgh Steelers locker room. And it starts at the very top with the owner, and it bleeds down to the head coach and down to the leadership in the locker room. Not enough fight.
Not enough fight on our side.
You let Joe Flacco throw for 300 plus yards. And you had 10 days to stew on it. And then there's not enough fight? Isn't that what Kirk Herbstreit said? Something to that effect in the playoff game last year? Let me answer my own question. Yes. Mentally soft. 412-928-9370. Angela in Beachview is the queen of the Fan Morning Show, and she joins us now. Hello, Angela.
Oh, my. the secondary did suck, no question. But they got zero help from the front seven. I watched T.J. Watt quite a bit, and he went at that same angle every play. They didn't even double-team him. There is no fight. And because there's no fight, there's no identity. And, yeah, we have the highest-paid defense on paper, but not in reality. But, I mean, how can all of those players be so bad? Do we have to question the evaluation of Mike Tomlin or how he fits them together to make a complete puzzle?
Yes.
It's inexplicable.
Yes, you're right. Darius Slay doesn't appear to have it, and they love that guy. They're paying him $10 million. Jalen Ramsey has made some huge plays for the team this year, but he seems boom or bust. And it seems like the evaluation on, this is my opinion, on JPJ was the right evaluation. He's got all the talent in the world. They haven't improved his game. He hasn't improved his game. One iota since coming over here from Penn State. But to your overall point, yeah, the front seven was terrible, Angelo. They got zero sacks. Zero! TJ Watt's making $40 million a game. A year, I should say. Going forward. Cam Hayward wanted more money because he wanted to be an all-pro. He didn't affect the quarterback. TJ Watt's got four sacks the last 11 games. Myles Garrett had more sacks yesterday than TJ Watt has on the season. The secondary stinks, but the front seven's supposed to routinely get the opposition's quarterback on the ground. And they ain't doing it. Joe Flacco sat back there, patted the ball. Joe Flacco got sacked twice. Jordan Love gets sacked zero times. You're not going to win in 2025 when you pay your edge rushers to get the quarterback on the ground and they don't get the quarterback on the ground. But that's not to absolve the secondary. They work in concert with the pass rush. They're allowed to guard a little bit longer so that the quarterback has to hold the ball for a little extra. That hadn't happened either. Whatever you want to talk about on the defensive side, they ain't been good enough. And now you've got Cam Hayward saying, pretty much, they didn't want it enough. Which points directly at Mike Tomlin. Dave in Newcastle, one of our favorites. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, it's about nuclear time. This whole scheme is not working. You hit the nail on the head.
Thank you.
It's all in the way that it's put together, misevaluations. It's so bad that you would have thought yesterday you would have started hearing boos. But there were so many Packers fans that everybody just left because it was so demoralizing. All you could hear was the go, Pack, go.
I'm going to get into that a little bit coming up next, actually, Dave. And I appreciate you calling. You got anything else?
Yeah, just real quick. I just honestly do think it's like Matt Canada time, where the fan base, you're at a Penguins game and we're fire Tomlin. It's there.
We haven't got that yet. We got fire Canada. We got fire Hextall. We have not heard the wide swaths of fans at Pirate games or Penguin games or Pitt games chanting fire Tomlin. If ever there was a time for that, though, I think it would happen now. Uncompetitive in the second half. And the defense gave up scores on seven of the final eight possessions for Cincinnati on Thursday, 2 weeks ago. The Steelers gave up points on every single possession of the second half, save for when the Packers were running out the clock. They're old. 412-928-9370. Speaking of old, and bouncing off that call from Dave, it was a hostile takeover from Packers fans last night, and I'm going to ask a question that I think is going to make a ton of Steelers fans uncomfortable, but I think it's time to have the conversation. Plus your calls at 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
I think this is going to make a lot of people uncomfortable, but it needs to be said. It needs to be discussed at 412-928-9370. The Steelers used to have one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. They don't anymore. And the team on the field deserves most of that scorn. It's their fault for playing bad defense home and away, and a little bit in the second half there in Dublin. The team just has been mid as mid can be going back a decade. But the atmosphere at Acrisure Stadium, I talked to a lot of people who were there last night, just ain't even close to what it used to be. It used to be tough to come up in Acrisure, Heinz Field, and win on the road. Teams didn't do it. False starts, turnovers, edge rushers getting off quicker. You used to go to Pittsburgh and know you were going to lose. 68,000 terrible towels, people going bonkers. It ain't that way anymore. Kenny Pickett had a perfect passer rating going into his second season with the Steelers. There was considerable hype around the team, and yet there were like 50% 49ers fans in our building. The Steelers are 4-2, first place in the AFC North. You've got a primetime game that was discussed ad nauseum on every single NFL show, every single sports show across the nation this week. Haven't seen the ratings yet. Probably one of the most watched Sunday night football games in recent memory. Two historic franchises, a chance to see history in Aaron Rodgers if they had won, beat every team in the NFL, which had only been done by four other quarterbacks, and now won't be done by Rodgers. And yet there were 40% Packers fans there, and I'm talking to people who were at the game last night saying Steelers fans are sitting on their hands. You heard it after the Dublin game. Couple of players in the locker room said it was actually better than a home field advantage because the fans were invested in into it the entire time. That's because the people who went wanted to be there, spent their good hard-earned money to be there. It ain't cheap going to Dublin. And I realize people are spending their money and going to Acrisure Stadium. But these night games, instead of getting jacked up, you sell your tickets. And the ones that were there got drowned out by Packers fans. Even when the Steelers had a lead early, it was bleeding through on TV in a way that was getting tweeted about and getting talked about on the broadcast. It's pathetic. I got people telling me all the time who go to the Steeler games. And I go to one a year. I used to have season tickets. Maybe I'm part of the problem. Maybe I should never have given up my season ticket. I'm old, man. I got people telling me that you get yelled at for standing up on third downs. A pathetic showing, not just by the team, but by a lot of the people who were in Acrisure Stadium last night. And for those of you who sold your tickets, hey, you want to make a penny? I get it. Maybe check the damn zip code before you sell them to Packers fans from Wisconsin. The Steelers, by the way, including this year and the two prior years, are 11-9 at home. That's not a home field advantage. You'd be 11-9 or thereabouts playing every game at a neutral site. pathetic, embarrassing showing by the team and by the fans. Paul in Washington next up. Hello.
Well, Adam, it's funny. I'm sitting back listening to all these calls, and I've been saying they're pathetic and embarrassing for going on 3 years. I mean, after what you saw last night, hey, Craig Rowley, I deserve a seat at the table or a seat at the mic. You need to spice things up. That fire Tomlin chant should have started a couple years ago. Cam Hayward, how's that $16 million looking? TJ, what are you doing with your 40? And Joey Porter Jr. is a bust. Slay should be Slayed because he's a bust. And Ramsey, he's still chasing Chase. I don't know if he's even caught him yet. But it's embarrassing, it's pathetic, and Dan Rooney, the son-in-waiting, you need to fire your old man today and clean house, because this ain't Steelers football. This is garbage. I rest my case. I'm the unequivocal number one caller to the fan. All the rest are pretenders. I lay it on the line. Peace out.
Thank you, Paul. Pretty much hit on everything there. Defense stunk. Offense was undisciplined. Drop passes.
Start the Tomlin chants.
We have not heard that. We got fire Haley. Wouldn't be surprised if we got some fire Austin chants. We had fire Hextall at PPG Paints Arena.
Do you think it's because like there's half of the Steelers fan base that actually does respect Tomlin and
yes,
doesn't want him to go?
I think it is a respect thing, Harry.
Or some of the other coaches, like the teams weren't winning, or like Matt Canada's offense was like really, really bad, right? Sometimes you might hesitate to fire Tomlin because at the beginning of the season, we're all super happy. We're like, yeah, let's go. Rodgers is the quarterback. And then so you hesitate to do that. Now we're in a rough stretch, so everybody's like, yeah, fire him. But like, then they may finish the season strong, and everybody's going to be like, oh, maybe
I think,
not. Let's
I think
be excited for the playoffs.
There is an overall respect for Mike Tomlin's body of work to the point where I don't think fans want to call him out, put him on display publicly like that.
Are you going to chant that when they go on a winning streak to end the season? They do it every year. They'll have a losing stretch and then a winning stretch, and then they make the playoffs, and then we get mad when they lose. But you can't chant fire Tomlin if the season's over, right?
No, it could happen next week when they give up 50 points to the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
But that would mean Steelers fans at the games that actually have to show some emotion, which we haven't seen for the better part of the last half decade. Was that unfair for me to rip the fans? 412-928-9370.
I thought it was out of nowhere, to be honest.
I'd love to hear from you. Out of nowhere, there were 40% friggin' Packers fans there. Aaron Rodgers had to use a silent count at home. Embarrassing showing from the fans. Was I there? No. So am I part of the problem?
Did you see West Virginia play this weekend?
I couldn't. My kids were sick.
Where was that video from? You were at a football field.
I shared my friend's video. 412-928-9370. Was I too hard on fans? We'll go around the NFL a little bit coming up next. The Ravens find themselves in hot water, yet they are now the favorites to win the division. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Steelers are 11-9, their last 20 games at Acrisure, and I think the atmosphere sucks. And last night it was, 35-40% Packers fans? Aaron Rodgers said they needed to use a silent count? It's embarrassing. A lot of people texting in, though, saying it's not the fans' fault that their sections wanted to stand for large chunks of the game and the ushers were telling them to sit down. If that's true, that's absurd. Why do you go to a game? I remember going to Eastern Conference Finals Game 5 in 2008. Was that the clincher when the Penguins beat the hell out of the Philadelphia Flyers? Oh, God, was that not glorious. Better time to be alive. And my buddy who brought me to the game, we were sitting right behind the glass. I'm a loud clapper. I'm going nuts. And he goes, why are you clapping so loud? I don't know. I'm not at church. I go to a game, I'm going to make noise. I'm going to yell. I'm going to say things that if I said them at work are going to get me fired. Like that's why you go. You drink in excess. You say mean things to the opposition. You scream Muth the few times he actually makes a play. Happy to see that he was able to come back into the game after getting hurt. Hey, that's what you do. You go, you make noise. You make it tough on the opposition. If you're not going to do that, watch a game on TV.
Okay, you say pack the stadium, but then you say if people don't want to do exactly what you want to do, that they should just
I just don't understand why you go to a game and you only get jacked up when Renegade plays. It's pathetic. And that's not the way it used to be. And you should retire Renegade because, A, the team doesn't deserve it, and B, a lot of the Steelers fans that were at the game last night, they don't deserve Renegade either. It's a special treat. You don't get your special treat. If you don't eat your vegetables, you don't get dessert. You weren't eating your vegetables, you don't get Renegade.
How did you steer to the point where now we're blaming the fans?
Because I'm lashing out every direction.
I'm entertained, but...
We'll take some calls on this at 412-928-9370. You're right. I need to keep the focus on the team more than the fans. Because the team... Well, did they really even deserve the fans to support them last night?
No, they should have just barred the gates.
Mm-hmm.
Their last win was in Ireland, too. You realize that?
That's not true.
Wait, who did they beat after that? Oh, they beat the Browns. That's right. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Good analysis. 412-928-9370. The Ravens, in case you missed it, are now odds-on favorite to win the AFC North. They are minus 105. The Steelers are plus 175. The Steelers are minus 135 to miss the playoffs. The Ravens were impressive yesterday. I think Caleb Williams stinks. That guy, the interception in the shadow of his own goal line, thanks for all the help, Bears. He's terrible. That might be the next time the Steelers win, when they go to Chicago. And if they let that guy beat him, whoo, unforgivable. But the Ravens find themselves in hot water because Lamar Jackson was listed as questionable and listed as a full participant in Friday's practice, despite the fact that he didn't participate as the first-string quarterback. He participated as the practice squad quarterback. Thus, he should have been listed as not questionable. He should not have been listed as a full participant. And the Ravens had to issue a statement and downgrade him to out on Saturday. And Harbaugh, after the game, he said, "The Lamar injury designation was an honest mistake." Oh, get the hell out of here. We hear this all the time in college sports. Oh, I didn't know our players were gambling. Oh, I didn't know that our players were seeing hookers on their visit to campus. I didn't know this was going on. I didn't know that was going on. There are no more people in this world that are control freaks more than head coaches in college sports and professional sports. John Harbaugh knows the rules, and he purposely evaded them. They're going to get Doc probably a draft pick or something like that, but he was absolutely trying to game the Chicago Bears, and he got caught. But that they won without Lamar Jackson? Uh-oh. And their defense played well. Now, again, I think Chicago's offense is not great because I think the quarterback stinks. But the defense played as well as it's played really all season, and they've done that now in back-to-back games. They were pretty good against the Chargers, too. I thought they were going to give up a 40-burger. They gave up 17 points. So here come the Ravens. Bengals lost, which is great, but it also hurts because the Jets beat them, and you couldn't. Good for Justin Fields, though, because Woody Johnson's an ass and said he can't complete a pass, and Tyrod Taylor was supposed to start. And then Tyrod Taylor got hurt, and Justin Fields engineered the game-winning drive. Good on Justin. He's handled this with class. He's a hell of a kid. Don't think of him much as a quarterback, but he's a hell of a guy. And it's nice to be able to stick it to the outside noise, especially when the outside noise is coming from inside the house. 412-928-9370. Mark Caboli is going to be joining us next to get into gestures wildly, the state of the Pittsburgh Steelers. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 59, low of 35. Tomorrow, high of 56, low of 37. So your team sucks and it's cold. It's Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.